hello again. Here we go again with another edition of Bible-based radio for the younger generation and the young at heart. Hello, this is Mr. Nick with Wee Kids, a good little radio program to help us to get to know God, or to know Him better through His dear Son, Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life, the only way to live and live forever. Right, Kelsey? Howdy, sweet kid. Nice to have you listening. Angela, thank you for the pictures that you sent in. But is your big brother really R2-D2? Doesn't he have a regular name? But you look good with that football, R2-D2. Hello, Sister Ilona and Brother Caleb in this household, too. And speaking of pictures, Elias, Hannah, Enoch, and Timothy, thank you for the pictures you sent in. And I like this one of Samuel, Jeremiah, and Nathan. All three of you grinning guys, Amanda and Jessica. I like your pretty, long hair. This is a gift of God, you know, girls. Thank Him for that. Thank you for the picture, too. And Bonnie, Brad, Caitlin, and Bethany, I have your picture here. Appreciate that. And Jonathan, this one with you with a plastic bowl on the head. Ooh, that reminds me. Maybe we should do that during our wonderful Wee Kids March today. Rose Harper, you sweet kid, happy birthday a little bit late. And hello to you, too, if I haven't said hi to you. Welcome to Wee Kids. Now, the way to conquer the city of Jericho, God instructed Joshua, is to march around it, blow trumpets, and shout. But will it work? Stay tuned for Bible Time coming up. And there's plenty of kid-friendly music ahead. It's for kids and with kids. Radio smiles. Info about free Wee Kids goodies. And okay, Jonathan, let's make it plastic bowl on the head day today during the march. This is Wee Kids! These names of the Lord Jesus Christ in the Old Testament. He's known as Conquering King, and He is the one who wins the battles for His people, the Israelite people. In the Old Testament, He's known as the Good Shepherd, as well as the New Testament, and we're His sheep. If you're a child of the King, you can say that. He's also known in the New Testament book of 1 Peter chapter 2 as the Cornerstone. In a stone building, the cornerstone is the first stone that's laid down, and then all the other stones are laid on it and around it to build the building. And in 1 Peter chapter 2, Jesus Christ is the cornerstone. And we are, well, let me read it for you. The Bible says, "You also, as living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house." Can that be true? Is it possible that Christians are living stones built on and around the Lord Jesus Christ as our cornerstone, our foundation? Yes, yes, yes. And here's a mommy, Karen Mortimer, to sing about it.
Brick by brick, stone by stone, when
that building up music on We Kids, and I hope, I pray, youngster, that you're one of those living stones the Bible talks about in the New Testament, being built into the house of God. But did you also know there's a time to tear down? Let's go to Joshua chapter 6 for Bible time today and the march on Jericho. You might remember God brought his people, the Israelites, safely across the Jordan River and into the Promised Land. But before them stood the great walled city of Jericho. God had a very interesting battle plan for capturing the city. Now the people of Jericho were afraid because the Israelites were near. So they closed the city gates and guarded them. No one went into the city, and no one came out. Then the Lord spoke to Joshua. He said, "Look, I have given you Jericho, its king and all its fighting men. March around the city with your army one time every day. Do this for 6 days. Have 7 priests carry trumpets made from horns of male sheep. Tell them to march in front of the Ark of the Covenant, the holy box. On the 7th day, march around the city 7 times. On that day, tell the priests to blow the trumpets as they march. They will make 1 long blast on the trumpets. When you hear that sound, have all the people give a loud shout. Then the walls of the city will fall, and the people will go straight into the city." So Joshua, son of Nun, called the priests together. He said to them, "Carry the Ark of the Covenant. Tell 7 priests to carry trumpets and march in front of it." And then Joshua ordered the people, "Now go, march around the city. The soldiers with weapons should march in front of the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord." So Joshua finished speaking to the people. Then the 7 priests began marching before the Lord. They carried the 7 trumpets and blew them as they marched. the priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant followed them. The soldiers with weapons marched in front of the priests, and armed men walked behind the holy box, the Ark of the Covenant. They were blowing their trumpets. They did that same thing for 6 days. Then on the 7th day they got up at dawn. They marched around the city 7 times just as God had commanded them. They marched just as they had on the days before. But on that day they marched around the city 7 times. The 7th time around, the priests blew their trumpets. Then Joshua gave the command, "Now shout! The Lord has given you this city. Only Rahab the prostitute and everyone in her house should remain alive. They must not be killed. This is because Rahab hid the 2 spies we sent out. Don't take any of the things that are to be destroyed as an offering to the Lord. If you take them and bring them into our camp, then you yourselves will be destroyed. You will also bring trouble to all of Israel. All the silver and gold and things made from bronze and iron belong to the Lord. They must be saved for Him." When the priests blew the trumpets, the people shouted. At the sound of the trumpets and the people's shout, the walls fell down, and everyone ran straight into the city. So the Israelites defeated that city. Joshua saved Rahab the prostitute, her family, and all who were with her. He let them live. This was because Rahab had helped the men he had sent to spy out Jericho. Rahab still lives among the Israelites today. So the Lord was with Joshua, and Joshua became famous through all the land. Youngster, here's a good verse to remember. Psalm 72:18 says, "Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who alone works wonders."
You can't win a battle with a horn. Oh, silly Joshua. You can't win a battle with a horn. Oh, silly Joshua.
Don't you know Jericho has walls over 10 feet thick? Blowing that horn so early in the morning is going. Till your faces are red. The only thing that's going to fall is the hair from out of your head.
Ha, ha, ha! You can't win a battle with a horn. Oh, silly Joshua, you can't win a battle with a horn. Oh, silly Joshua,
you march 7 times around the wall. If it did not fall the first time, do you think it'll fall at all?
Ha, ha, ha! You can't win a battle with a horn. Oh, silly Joshua, you can't win a battle with a horn. Oh, silly Joshua, you can't win a battle with a horn.
What a fantastic account of the power of God. Yes, Joshua and his people were in there fighting, but it was because of God that the walls of Jericho fell down. God's people, the Israelites, just followed instructions, and that's what we're supposed to do today. Elias, I like that plastic bowl on the noggin. Are you ready for our wonderful Wee Kids March? Elias, I'm making you March leader today ahead of Hannah, Enoch, and Timothy. Oh, you kids have such biblical names. Jonathan, I would expect that, yes, you've got a plastic bowl on the noggin. By the way, if you've just tuned in, what we're going to do here is our wonderful Wee Kids March. If the band can get it together. And today is Plastic Bowl on the Noggin Day, so you have to have something non-breakable to cover your head during this time. And I'm sure, right, Mom, that the household mommy would be happy to loan you something from the kitchen. Just be sure to return it when we're done in a few minutes or so here. And this is not a march around Jericho, so there is to be no shouting, no hopes that the house will fall down during our wonderful weekend's march. Who's leading here? Sweet little Rose, you get to be march leader here, of course. Brittany leads Grandma Ellie today, sweet kid. And finally, let's make Ashley Mom. Oh, you're capable of doing this, aren't you? Leader in front of kids Samuel, Noah, and Addison, Rebecca. And please, at your household, if I have not picked a march leader, Mama, Papa, will you please pick one for me? Thank you so much. Alyssa, I like that plastic bowl. Sarah, is that thing plastic or glass? Back to the kitchen. It needs to be plastic. Non-breakable for this time, please. Rules during our wonderful Wee Kids March. You have your plastic bowl ready, Chris? First of all, you have to keep your feet in time with the music. Number two, knees up high. Number three, if you're a big marcher, please watch out for little marchers. And number four, watch out for the trombone players during our wonderful Wee Kids March. And they're off. Hey, Kelsey. I like that plastic bowl on your noggin, kiddo. Here comes Morgan. Kia and Keisha are in on this. Little Rose goes marching by with a smile on this tight face. Hello, Papa. Hello there, Mama. Come on, Brittany. You're supposed to be ahead of Grandma Ellie here. Here comes Michael. Elise, good marching. Left, your left, your left, your right, your left, your right, your left. Here comes Luke and Ross. Anna, you're supposed to be leading Sheila and Rachel and Jessica. What you doing, dear? Dylan, just pick it up and put it back on your noggin. That's fine. Becca comes marching through. Here comes Ariel. Hello, Juan and Jesse and Cindy. Sarah, all smiles. Sarah comes marching through. Here comes Chrissy and Matthew Jr. Alexis, are you leading? Taylor, you're supposed to be following, I think. Here comes Regina. Watch out for the trombone players, Lynn and Joy. Here comes Emily. Caleb Daniel, good marching. Hello, Stephen. Hello, David. Hello, Laura. Hello, Andrew and his household. Howdy, Roy. Who's leading here? Hard to tell in this household, isn't it? Hello there, Tiffany. Elizabeth comes marching through. Hello, Noah. Hello, Josh. Oh, you kids are excellent marchers. Left, your left, your left, your right, your left, your right, your left. Daniel, keep those knees up high. Here comes Alona and Caleb marching through. Well, Caleb's trying, isn't he? Oh, you kids are excellent marchers. All the way to the end now of our wonderful Wee Kids March. Wonderful marching. Put the plastic bowls, please, back in the kitchen, and then you may be seated. What an interesting program here. We've had the stone-by-stone building up. We've had Jericho falling down. We've had mobs of marvelous marchers marching around with plastic bowls on their noggins. Let me tell you, there's nothing quite like Wee Kids.
I am the vine. You are the branches. I am the vine. You are the branches. I am the vine. You are the branches. Won't you stay in me? 'Cause if you stay in me, and I stay in you, if you stay in me,
wonderful music on We Kids, right from the Word of God, John chapter 15, verse 5. Jesus Christ is speaking when he says, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. I like that word, abide. Or as they were singing, stay in Christ. Live in him. Be connected with Christ. That's the idea of John chapter 15.
Mr. Nick, Mr. Nick.
Oh, hi there, Nicky.
Mr. Nick, I'm having trouble with all those Bible verses.
Oops, I gave you too many, huh?
Well, I can remember John 15, 5 about abiding in Jesus.
That was one of your memory verses at church, wasn't it?
Yeah, and there was one from Psalms I heard at the end of Bible time.
Let's see, Psalm 72, 18. Blessed be the Lord God
who alone works wonders.
Good job, Nicky.
But what was that one about being living stones?
First part of 1 Peter 2, 5. You also as living stones, remember this?
Yes.
Are being built up as a spiritual house.
Living stones?
Yes, indeed. Built on the cornerstone, who is?
Jesus Christ.
And Jesus Christ is God. Praise him.
Thanks for your help, Mr. Nick.
You're certainly welcome, Nicky.
Mr. Nick?
Yes?
Why are you still wearing your plastic bowl?
I like this plastic bowl.
But we're done with the march, Mr. Nick.
I got a special deal with the kitchen mummy.
You're not going to wear that thing to church, are you, Mr. Nick?
No, Nicky, but I might try to talk into it, though. How's this sound?
Well, could be better.
Okay, I think I'll keep it on my head.
Mr. Nick, don't forget about the Wee Kids website.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Nicky.
You're welcome, Mr. Nick. Bye.
So long, little guy. Leave it to him to call me in this bowl. I think this is a nice plastic bowl. WeKids.org, that's our website. That's WEKIDS.org. There are pictures of We Kids kids. Oh, I'd love to show those to people who are visiting. And what else? Oh, yes, of course, you can listen to We Kids online. So if you're going to be away next week, you can listen ahead, or you can listen to the last one if you missed that or you want to hear it again. Want to hear your name again, Rebecca? Listen on our website, WeKids.org.
I am a promise, I am a possibility, I am a promise. With a capital P, I can be anything, anything God wants me to be.
You are a promise, you are a possibility, you are a promise with a capital P. You are a great big bundle of potentiality. And if you listen, you will hear God's voice, and if you're trying, He'll help you make the right choices. You're a promise to be anything He wants you to be. You can go anywhere that He wants you to go. You can be anything that He wants you to be. You can climb the high mountain, you can cross the wide sea. You're a great big promise, you see. You'll hear God's voice and keep on trying. He'll help you make the right choices. You're a promise to be anything He wants you to be.
I'm a promise to be anything God wants me to be.
You're a promise to be.
Wow, talk about potential! Youngster, you spell your middle name with a P for promise. God has great promise built into you as a little person. And did you know that you're a blessing? That if you have the Lord Jesus Christ living in and through you, you have terrific eternal potentiality, as they were singing. Wonderful music. Great way to close week, kids. Do you remember today's Bible verse? Nikki was in just a few moments back to help us review it. Psalm 72:18. And remember the march on Jericho, and the walls came a-tumbling down. Psalm 72:18 says, "Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who alone works wonders." The God of Israel is the God of Christianity today, because we follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise His holy name. And would you look what they're rolling in here? Wow! Am I supposed to ride out on this thing? Better put on my helmet here. Strap it up tight and see if this thing will run. Oh, it looks like they put gas in this thing. Until next time, kiddo, remember, God loves you, and I love you too. I truly, duly do. So long, Eddie.